Welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and along with me is the host of Money Life, Crown CEO Chuck Bentley.
Dave, today we're going to talk to Lenann Gardner on the topic of her new book. It's called Got Sales. And the reason I wanted to introduce our audience to Lenann is because so many people are involved either in direct sales or indirectly their business is dependent upon being excellent in that profession. And her book is so appealing to me because it's not sales motivation, it's a sales method, and one I happen to totally agree with.
Well, Chuck, does the Bible give us any kind of rules or guidelines for being a good salesperson?
Well, specifically, no. But it's like so many other topics in life. If you understand what the Scripture says in general, it is a big yes. In other words, if you follow what the Lord taught us, one of them would be to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That principle alone should be a great guiding factor when you go into your profession, particularly when you're trying to sell something.
Well, Chuck, you know, you've talked about this before, but you did sales for a while, and you had some measure of success doing that. What were some of your non-negotiables when it came to selling?
Dave, I found myself out of necessity in the sales profession. I didn't think I could sell. I didn't want to sell. I'd never had any experience at selling. And it turned out that the Lord actually blessed me in that endeavor. And here's what I found out. I asked my boss for permission to just be myself. I didn't want to go to any training. I said, give me 90 days because I think I can do this if it's natural, if I can just be me. He said, well, try it and see what happens. So here are some of the things that I did intuitively that the Lord honored. First of all, I identified with the customer, is there a real need? Is there a problem that I can help you solve? If there wasn't, I moved on. And if the customer had a problem, I tried to understand, did I have a valid, real solution? If I did, then I tried to move forward in the sell. And then I learned to ask questions and listen to the answers. I had a little saying that telling is selling, but asking is serving. So I resisted the temptation to go in and tell everything I knew and to stand behind my brochure and hope they would buy something, but actually ask questions, listen to their answer, and try to build a bridge of trust. And my theory was if I could build trust, then they would do business with me, and it worked.
Chuck, a lot of what you said resonates with the book that we're going to hear about today. In just a moment, we'll introduce you to our guest, Lenann Gardner. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so pleased to introduce you to Lenann Gardner. Lenann, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you.
It is a privilege to have you on the program. We have a lot of listeners who would love to bring in extra income, and some of them are considering starting a home-based business. How important are sales techniques when you start a home-based business?
Well, they're usually very important, and that's because no business is allowed to continue to exist unless you have sales. So some people have told me, well, I'm taking, you know, this franchise, and I won't have to do any selling. And my question always is, who will do that for you? Because it's so important that you be able to bring in customers to the business.
Well, you've written a wonderful book called Got Sales, and I know there's a lot of people who are going to listen to this today who wonder, is this book just for people who are professional salespeople?
Actually, the feedback I've been receiving is that it's much more useful to people than just professional sales folks. And that's because there are some really excellent communication techniques there. So whether you're selling a product or a service or perhaps selling yourself into a new job or selling an idea within your current job to change your responsibilities or get paid more or what have you, these skills are applicable in all those kinds of contexts.
Well, Lynn, you've had tremendous success in this field. What drove you to write a book about it? Did you have a desire to encourage other people to follow along, or were you just frequently asked, what are you doing that makes such a difference?
Well, the reason I wrote the book is that there is a tremendous amount of data now about how people actually sell things. Now, we all have images of salespeople in our minds that we got from the media, from the movies and TV. I always joke, do you remember WKRP in Cincinnati?
Sure.
Sales guy on there. Remember his name?
Herb.
Herb, that's exactly right. Most people don't remember. But they do remember his behavior. Plaid suit, long hair, always, you know, grabbing girls or reaching for somebody's wallet. And that's sort of the image of a salesperson. And yet the data we have about how people actually sell things now says that that kind of a guy would fail miserably in selling. So I wanted to give people an idea of what all the studies are telling us is actually the way people successfully sell things now. So that's what my book is. The first 71 pages say, here is the data about what's working in selling. If you want to read all of it in detail, you can go and buy, you know, a few dozen books, and here are the names of the books and the authors. But these are the main ideas that we learn from their studies.
Lynn, can a person become effective at selling, or are they born that way and they just have it? Or can you really learn how to do this?
Oh, absolutely, you can learn how. I always say my website is You Can Sell, and it's really interesting. People ask me, you can sell. Does that mean everybody can sell? And I say, yes, you can. Now, that doesn't mean you will. And the distinction is whether you want to or not. If you're telling yourself, I can't sell, or I hate selling, or I don't want to sell, then no, you won't be able to sell. But there is a body of knowledge here. You can learn it the way you'd learn any other subject. And when you apply it, it works.
You know, Lynn, Christians are called to serve other people. And sometimes they get conflicted because they see sales as how you dominate other people, or sometimes they think it's a form of manipulation and coercion and just all self-interest. How can someone in sales really be looking out for the interest of the other person when they're selling?
A fundamental principle for contemporary selling, as opposed to that sort of old-time hard sell stuff that no longer works anyway, but that we have in our minds, is a principle called the clean heart position. Heart, like what you hold in your heart when you're selling, ought to be a sincere desire to see the other person get what they want, whether or not they get it from you. If you have a clean heart position, then you're not about manipulation or pushing other people around. You're all about trying to discover where that person wants to go. And then certainly if you can help them get there, you say, well, I understand where you'd like to go, and, you know, that's something I do. I'd be happy to help you get there. Or if you discover that where they want to go is not something that you do, you can say, you know, that's really not what I do, but I know someone else who may be able to help you if you do. Or I can help you look for other people that might be able to be helpful. That's not really what I do. So we look to discover other people. And this is consistent with research we have now on the subject of trust. What causes people to trust in business situations? Most of us would say, in order for someone to buy from us, they have to trust us. Well, now researchers have asked the question, what causes people to trust? And we know that there are four elements of trust, three things that have to be present, or your prospect won't trust you, and one thing that must not be present, because if it's present, it kills the trust. So this is very compatible with a Christian approach to living. I am Christian. I'm a Stephen ministry leader and a Faith Care Ministries leader in my church and all of that. And I find no difficulty in being involved in selling with these principles at the front of my mind.
Well, when you graduated, MBA at Harvard, magna cum laude, you have many, many options, Lynann. Did you set out to enter the sales world, or did God lead you to that in some unique way?
I absolutely did not set out to be doing this. I started out with a Harvard MBA thinking that I would be the president of General Motors someday. And I'm from the Midwest, and that was the highest thing you could aspire to do in business in that part of the country. Of course, now, with all the trouble General Motors has had, I don't think anybody would want the job. But one thing I realized was that the Harvard Business School had taught me everything about business except selling. They taught sales management, but not how to go out and sell. So I felt I needed to learn that on the job, and I got a job selling with Xerox Corporation, just to learn it and to have that under my belt so I could move forward and be a CEO.
With no forethought that you might become the number one sales rep worldwide for a unit of Xerox.
No, I had no expectation of that, and I was quite young and female, obviously, and they had never had a woman or a rookie be their number one sales rep in the world. I got sent to Hawaii to give speeches to a lot of people who were old enough to be my dad about how to sell. It was quite a surprise.
Well, you're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We're talking to Lynann Gardner, author of Got Sales, The Complete Guide to Today's Proven Methods for Selling Services. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money Package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money Package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Lynann Gardner, author of Got Sales. Lynann, when we left off, we were talking about your book and how effective it is at helping people to learn to sell. And in the book, you include sample dialogues, actually what to say in sales settings. So it's not a sales management book. It's not how to achieve sales goals necessarily, but how to actually practice and be effective at the actual sale. Do you recommend learning these dialogues and rehearsing them and maybe even practicing them on friends and family?
Actually, no, I don't. And there's a reason for that. One of the things that we know is that people's radar for speeches that are memorized is on high alert. I think it's because of the telemarketing phenomenon that we struggled with so much, at least in the U.S. for so long. But we're prepared for people to read scripts at us. They don't know us. They don't care. And here comes their script. And, I mean, there's just nothing that could happen that could stop them from reading their script. So, no, I don't recommend you memorize dialogues. What I recommend instead is that you learn some basic principles of contemporary salesmanship. And when you have those principles in your mind, you conduct conversations based on those principles, rather than based on a memorized script. Essentially, you have to react to the other person and what they're telling you.
Well, Lynann, can you give me an example of what you mean by that?
Yes, I'll give you an example. One of the basic principles in selling now is pain. When you're selling, above all else, you look for the other person's pain. Now, by pain, we don't mean physical pain in this context, unless you're a physician or someone on the medical side. But what we mean is things that are going wrong for this prospective customer right now, or things that have gone wrong for him in the past that he remembers, or things that he's afraid are going to go wrong in the future, or things that he's heard have gone wrong for other people in circumstances like his. People live where their pain is. So when you discover a piece of pain like that, something that's going wrong now or has gone wrong in the past, what have you, you want to focus on that rather than making the selling all about you and what you have to sell. So, for example, I coach people as to how to be a better salesperson. So when I talk to someone for the first time, I'll say, are you earning as much money as you hope to earn this year? If they say no, then that's their pain. So I'll say, well, tell me, are you falling a lot short or a little short? And what have you thought about to make up that difference?
Well, Anand, I couldn't agree with you more. That's a way to serve somebody. So whether they engage with your product or not, you've helped them, in many cases, probably to identify where their real constraints or problems are. And even with these techniques, there are many people who absolutely dread the thought of having to sell. Why do you think that is?
I think it's fear of rejection. There is no human being on this earth who likes rejection. We all dislike it and want to avoid it. The truth is that everybody who sells gets rejected, not because they did something wrong or they didn't follow Lenan's principles or something like that, but because a lot of people you talk to won't want or need what you have to offer. So it's part of the deal, if you will, when you're selling, that people are going to reject your offer. The interesting thing, though, is that many, many people succeed wildly in sales and make plenty of money with about a 40% success rate. In other words, 4 out of every 10 people they talk to actually end up buying something. And I know many people who succeed very well financially selling 1 out of every 10 people that they talk to. The problem is, in that circumstance, you have to take the no answer from 9 people looking for that one who will buy. And a lot of people simply don't want to hear it.
Well, Lenan, how did you personally overcome the fear of rejection?
I went out and got rejected and rejected and rejected. And in the very beginning, I cried every day. That's the truth. What I realized, though, was that in addition to all of the rejection, I was getting business. And I needed to focus. It's like anything else in the world for a Christian person. It's a question of where we place our focus. Do we want to focus on the people who said no, or do we want to focus on the people who said yes? I prefer the latter.
Absolutely. And Lenan, how can your techniques help a small business owner?
Well, as I said, it's an essential part of every small business that they have some customers. So you've got to go get them. Some people say, I don't need customers, got plenty of customers. They're not spending anything right now. I say, well, then you've got a problem to go back to the established customers and ask them to buy more. That's also a sales problem. And if you just respect selling as a discipline, something that can be learned, and something that is worthy of your attention as a small business owner, you should be okay. One little rule of thumb, I tell every business owner, you must spend a minimum of 5% of your work week, 5% of a 40-hour work week is 2 hours, talking to prospects every week. Because if you're not continually having conversations with people who might buy, in the long run, you're at risk to continue in your business.
Well, Lenan, I'm such a fan of what you've written, and I hope that our listeners are ready to pick it up and to use it to increase their business. How can they get a hold of your book?
They can go to the website at youcansell.com. That's youcansell.com. And if you order it there, I'll autograph it and send it to you from my office.
Well, Lenan Gardner, great having you on Money Life today. Thanks for being our guest.
Great to be here.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, as we wrap up today's program, let me ask you, as a former salesperson, is sales for everyone, or are some people just better suited at it than others?
Well, I think some people are better suited at it than others. And the main question, has God called you to do it? Because if He's called you to do it and to pursue it, or maybe even out of necessity, you need to give it a try. I think that's okay. But understand, you may not be successful at it. I abhor the books that say that if you can just get yourself motivated enough and set enough goals and just work at it long enough, you too will be successful. That's not always true. Dave, that's just not reality. And many people have failed in trying to be a salesperson when they're not wired that way. And the other issue for those who are gifted, who do have that ability to sell, is to be sure that you have the proper motivation. Most people get recruited into sales out of greed, and it's the wrong motivation. Sales is actually a wonderful profession for those who are willing to work hard, live with integrity, always tell the truth, and do the right thing. If you're willing to do that, sales can be a wonderful profession for you. But never start out with the idea that it's only about the money. There are many, many people who make a great part-time living in sales, home-based sales businesses, direct sales companies. I think that some of them are just wonderful and provide extra income for believers. But never confuse that gift or that calling with the idea that everybody needs to buy something from you. Otherwise, you're going to repel all the people around you, your friends, even your family, the people at church. They won't want to talk to you. But if you really want to serve them, you can do great at it. Also, if you're trying to decide today, am I wired? Am I gifted for the things that Lenan was talking about? Could I pursue a sales career? Well, if you'll take the Career Direct assessment, it will help you to understand if you have those God-given gifts and personality, and if you're able to take the rejection. Because if you can't, and by the way, that's one of the areas where the Lord really helps people in sales, is to be able to endure a long season of rejection if that's what it takes to be successful. And one other reason that I thought it was important to talk about this subject is many people are considering starting their own business. About 10 million people a year have a desire or a goal to start a small business. And in almost every single case, you're going to have to sell something.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared. Go in with your eyes wide open that if you can't sell it, you probably can't be successful in starting a business. And so our hope was that this information today would help all of you who are either in sales, thinking about getting into sales, or currently starting a business where you just need to get better at closing the deal.
Well, you'll find information on how you can get a hold of Lenan Gardner's book, Got Sales, at crown.org. You can also listen to this program there again, and you can sign up for the free podcast as well. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.